having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. When we get prepared to do battle with the enemy by putting on the good news, that's what the word gospel means, good news of God's peace. God says it's like having your feet shod with the kind of equipment that you need to do warfare. We all know that soldiers going into battle have to have good, strong, heavy, durable boots. And if they don't have good footwear, they're in trouble. Without good footwear, you will slip and fall. You'll be immobilized. And in the same way, in spiritual warfare, we will slip and fall. We will be immobilized by things like worry and fear and anxiety if we don't have on the shoes of peace. One of God's names that He's given Himself is Jehovah Shalom, which means God, my eternal peace. That's found in Judges chapter 6, verse 24. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible says that Jesus is our peace, for He is our peace, who's made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. In Romans chapter 16, verse 20, the Bible says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under my feet. That's a good one to quote when you're putting on the warfare, the armor. Isaiah 26, verse 3 talks about God's perfect peace that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is still on thee, because he trusts in thee. And Philippians 4, 7 talks about the peace that passes all understanding. And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know, there'll be a lot of people who will not understand how you could possibly have the peace that you have when you're going through a tough time, when you've got the shoes of peace on and you've got these verses in your heart and in your head. Jesus talks about His peace that He gives us in John chapter 14, verse 27. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So it's not a bad thing to say, Father, I thank you for the shoes of peace, and I acknowledge that you are my source of peace. You are my peace, you're the Jehovah Shalom, and that you, the God of peace, will soon crush Satan under my feet. And I want to thank you for your perfect peace that passes all understanding, your peace that the world cannot give, that only the Lord Jesus Christ can give. And I receive that now. And some other verses that will go along with that, that bring great peace. You could say, Father, I thank you for the peace that comes from knowing that all things are working together for my good. That's Romans 8:28. Or, I thank you for the peace that comes from knowing that you are going to provide for all of my needs according to your riches in glory. That's from Philippians 4:19. One of the most powerful things you can do is to pray Scripture back to God. And that's what we're doing here when we put on the shoes of peace. You can say, Father, I just want to thank you for the peace that comes from knowing that there's nothing in heaven or earth that can separate me from your love. That's Romans 8:38-39. Or, Father, I thank you for the peace that comes from knowing that there's nothing that can take me out of your hand. That's John 10:29. So, the Bible is full of verses like this. Let me just read a few of them for you and encourage you to memorize some of these and quote them back to God when you're putting on the shoes of peace. Joshua 1:9, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Psalm 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 34, verses 4 through 8, I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear Him, and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Psalm 56, 3 and 4. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do to me. Psalm 119, 165. Great peace have they who love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Isaiah 41, 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Matthew 28:20. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace give I unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Romans 5:3-5. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given unto us. Romans 8:38-39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4-8. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's any praise, think on these things. Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. Let your manner of life be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.